opposition and in the National Consensus Forum, we see this initiative, which President Ruto calls it Hope Initiative. We see it as probably the last opportunity to rescue South Sudan and avoid its disintegration into chaos and disorder. We believe this should be a chance for South Sudanese to engage in a serious dialogue with the aim to develop national consensus and agree to a new social contract that could be the basis of a state and nation building in South Sudan.
So, if I understand, your group is the one that has not yet ratified the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement. Because when you say you need dialogue, what is it that you want?
What we want is for South Sudanese stakeholders to sit together, agree on how to build the South Sudanese state, how to agree on the relationship and define the relationship between the citizens and their state, and what type of a state that we want to have. Definitely, the people of South Sudan struggled to have their own state, to be independent. And the purpose was to build a state that can serve them, a state that can deliver on all the promises of the liberation struggle that we have waged from generation to generation. That is what is needed. What we actually want is to rescue South Sudan. South Sudan today is not only a fragile state, it is actually collapsing into chaos and disorder. We need to rescue it for us to have a state. These are the issues. It is not about another agreement to share power and continue languishing in the same crisis. Our country is gripped with so many crises. We have a constitutional crisis that we must address. We must have a permanent constitution. How can the people of South Sudan discuss, agree on the parameters of their permanent constitution, which will define how they conduct and run and manage their public affairs?
Do you want to be a part of this government? Otherwise, what do you say to those South Sudanese who say a group like yours are peace spoilers?
There is no peace in South Sudan to spoil. The peace in South Sudan has been destroyed and it is spoiled already by the current government and the parties that have been engaged in violent power struggle, which has taken tribal lines and which has resulted into the killing and the death of hundreds of thousands of our people and displacement of millions into refuge outside the countries and millions inside the country. What we are after is to end all these conflicts, to establish a system that South Sudanese can now refocus their energies and efforts into the building or rebuilding of their broken lives and to build their own state and revive their economy, create wealth, and build a better life. That is what we want. This is not about negotiating to join a dysfunctional government like it is now in Juba.
Would you agree that perhaps one place to start from to build this peaceful South Sudan is to have an election, which is scheduled for the end of this year? Do you think South Sudan is ready for election this year?
No. These elections are a joke. After all, there is no constitution that defines the structures of government and even articulate clearly what are the electable positions. Secondly, the environment in the country with the rampant violence that is all over the place, there are no conditions for a peaceful election to take place. Thirdly, it will be difficult to conduct elections, or if not impossible, to conduct elections where there has been no voter registration, where there has been no census, where there has been no demarcation of the constituencies, and all that have not been done, and they are talking about 6 months to have elections. If it is not the worst joke ever, being told by those in power in Juba, then it must be crazy. And they are trying to take the people of South Sudan for a ride.